A redrawn map of congressional districts in Texas could send as many as 6 new Republicans to Congress. This morning, the state's House of Representatives approved the Republican-sponsored map. 2 months ago, Texas Democrats accused U.S. House Majority Leader Tom DeLay of micromanaging the state redistricting process from Washington, D.C. 51 Democrats fled Austin to Oklahoma, denying the legislature a quorum and killing the redistricting bill. Well, now that the Texas House has passed the measure, NPR's Wade Goodwin reports the real fight will take place in the state Senate.
It used to be, not all that long ago, that the Texas legislature was a model of bipartisanship. A young governor aspiring to be president said he wanted to bring this spirit from Austin up to Washington, D.C. But it turned out to be the other way around. Washington politics have come to Austin instead.
Have all members registered? Quorum is present. Chair recognizes Mr. Dunham.
Having been thwarted in their attempt to redraw the maps in the regular session of the legislature, Texas Republicans have decided to try again. On the night of June 16th, Tom DeLay met with Texas Governor Rick Perry at the governor's mansion in Austin. 2 days later, Perry called a special session of the legislature. The goal? To increase the number of Republican congressmen from Texas. For Republicans like Mike Crucey, who's on the House Redistricting Committee, it is simply a matter of fairness.
12 years ago, Democrats could run for a statewide office and win. That's not the case anymore. Republicans win all statewide elections.
For Crucey and his Republican colleagues, the logic is simple. Republicans are getting as much as 60% of the vote statewide, but they only have 15 out of the 32 congressmen. The problem for Republicans is rural vote splitters. At the top of the ballot, they vote Republican, but then they cross over and vote for their incumbent Democratic congressman. All 5 congressmen in these districts are moderate or conservative Democrats, and despite repeated efforts, the Republican Party has not been able to make any headway against them. Enormously frustrating since they hold sizable majorities in these districts. But what hasn't been won at the ballot box can still be won by drawing new maps, much to the chagrin of Texas Democrats. Letitia Vandepute is a Democratic senator from San Antonio.
What they don't like is independent Republican voters who don't vote straight party. These people have decided, I'm going to vote for Republicans all up and down the ballot, except my congressman.
Today's vote in the Texas House came as no surprise. The important political action will take place in the Texas Senate. Because of Senate rules, Republicans must get 2/3 of the Senate to agree to bring the bill to the floor. Going strictly along party lines, they are 2 votes short. But there is also some resistance inside the Republican Party. That's because that in order to ensure a victory, Republicans have to draw the congressional maps so that independent-minded voters in rural East Texas are paired with and dominated by more reliable suburban voters in Dallas and Houston. That doesn't sit so well with Bill Ratliff. He's a powerful Republican Senate chairman from East Texas.
I think I know how they will feel about the possibility of having somebody from the suburbs represent them in Congress. I think that they would not be pleased with that. They would want somebody that understands rural Northeast Texas and sympathizes with rural Northeast Texas.
Ratliff has a reputation for being both fiercely conservative and independent. He's been around for years, and he knows and respects some of the East Texas Democrats Tom DeLay wants to replace. When asked if he's been subject to any pressure from his own party, Ratliff's response gives some indication how tricky this negotiation will be for DeLay and his allies in the Texas State House.
I'm not sure what subject to pressure means. I'm not going to be coerced into a vote, I can assure you, by anybody.
The political fight in the Senate is expected to last a couple of weeks. Wade Goodwin, NPR News.